Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline update for Friday, July 20th. Three topics of importance this week. First, an exam for staff analysts is due this fall. DCAS will open filing from August 1st to the 21st. We will be offering help to candidates on how to complete the application. We will not know if help is actually needed until we read the notice of examination, but based upon prior exams, such help is often needed. Experience and education requirements can result in many qualified applicants being disqualified simply because their paper was filled out in a fashion unsatisfactory to DCAS. So valuable has our help been in past exams that we are already contacting trainers to come in during August to help candidates with this E&E paper. If you or anyone you know is filing for this exam and wants our help, call George at the union office starting August 1st. The service is always free to OSA and OSART members. Non-members can join OSART if they want this help and the training that follows. The next topic is negotiations. We have sought to enter our own local unit negotiations even before the vote on the DC-37 contract is taken. The Office of Labor Relations has tentatively agreed, but has warned us that summer schedules may make it difficult. Actually, we did expect that. Finally, our union and all the other city and state unions are being disrupted by the Supreme Court Janus decision. Many of our card-signing pro-union members are noting that the city has stopped collecting dues. They're calling the office, and we are sending out replacement cards. We will also include a return envelope and a fresh card in the summer mailing. Many members have also reported receiving emails from anti-union forces urging them to stop paying dues. Other members have noted seeing TV commercials urging union members to also stop paying dues. This is a hugely well-financed campaign designed to end our public sector unions once and for all. It will not succeed, but will make for a rough summer. By October or November, the dust will have settled and we will be able to be two types of workers clearly defined, members and non-members. That's the new law, and we accept it. Meanwhile, those dropping out should cease calling the union to explain that their dropping out is our fault because of the failings of the union. We are a democratic, membership-run union, and we are not, nor ever have been, perfect. We welcome helpful criticisms from any member, but we respond with annoyance to those who, in order to save money, choose to put the blame on us for their decision. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and call again in 2 weeks or sooner, because we may or may not need to update this news line. It's a busy summer.